Pete Kogel. Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 791, recorded for the 5th of May 2023. We began with Dr. Peel with a new single called You'll Never Know. So it doesn't come from album as yet, but I suspect it probably will do at some point. Picked that up at Musical Soup, so the artist had put that out there for podcasters and people like me to sample and explore and share with people like you. Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Anyway, we've got our usual 13 tracks of weird and wonderful music. Some of you will be aware, in fact, I suspect most of you are probably aware that tomorrow, the 6th of May 2023, there is a coronation of some old king or other. And as a staunch Republican, anti-monarchist, abolitionist of the monarchy, etc., etc., I will not be taking part in anything involved in that. And trying to stay away from it all, really. I think it's a complete waste of time. It's not sort of a thing that I want to be associated with in the 21st century. But, you know, people enjoy it. Don't know why they enjoy it, but they do. So there you go. Enough about them and more about the music. So this is a rather nice track. It's a bit surprising, actually. I wasn't expecting it to be quite like this. It's from an album called Sira. The title of the track is called Tolon, and it's by Bandicoot in dub meets AMA. Enjoy.
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Yeah.
So, two rather nice tracks. The Bandicoot in dub meets AMA track. I was expecting to be dubby and didn't expect it to go dumb and bass, but it did, and I was rather pleased by that. That comes as a track called Toulon, or Tolon, and it comes to us from Audi G Records, and the track of the album title, well, this Sira, S-I-R-A. And then after that we had Mod Wheel from Digital Diamonds Records. That is it is the title track of Tiberium, the Tiberium EP, and it's called Tiberium. No big surprise there, hey? No big surprise. Now, I was up busy last week, it was last week or the week before, I think I was actually busy at gigs. So I saw this band, been around a long time, but never seemed to sort of move further, though perhaps rather enjoy the opportunity to play in dark, cavernous clubs. They're from Atlanta in Georgia in the US. They've got a bit of a reputation, really, of having sort of wild shows, although the show wasn't particularly well done when I saw them, but interesting nevertheless. It comes from an album called Apocalypse Love. This is Black Lips, and the track is called Among the Dunes.
Outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society.
Thank you.
That was by Melilek, more so Menilek. That was from an album of his called Song of Solomon, which came out on Dubophonic Records. Did you think that the dub line, the bass line, was somewhat familiar? If you did, what was it? I listened to it and I thought, yeah, that is familiar. The track is called Dub Along the Watchtower. And of course, it's from All Along the Watchtower, which is an interesting way of playing that particular track. It's been done by different people in different ways, but that was rather nice. I rather liked it. And before that, we heard Black Lips with Among the Dunes. Very interesting set, very good live, worth seeing. Quite a mosh going on at one point, but nothing, as I said, nothing really dangerous or outrageous, should we say. No more than usual anyway, but rather nice. I should tell you more about some of the bands I've seen live as well a bit later on, because I've got a couple more. Moving on now, let's have some more drum and bass. This is it's from a double shot of drum and bass, free download on Routine Espresso Records. It's by Astral Loose and it's called Fall In. You wanna come around cause your looks run out and you're feeling down. Disappoint me now, don't you know you're so predictable. You wanna come around cause your looks run out and you're feeling down. Disappoint me now, don't you know you're so
King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about.
We'll be right back.
I hope that got you jumping around those two tracks. The last one was by Arli, A-R-L-I, a track called Resurrection, which is a single. Got that from Muso Soup. And then before that from Routine Espresso Recordings, from the double shot of drum and bass free download EP of theirs, Astro Loose and Fallin', which I thought was rather nice. I've enjoyed that one. I hope you did too. Moving on now, another one from Muso Soup. This is by Cecilia Sanchietti. This is a single, actually. I thought it might become from an album, but it's not. It's a single. And it's rather different. Just enjoy it.
Thank you. possible. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet!
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet!
The nice track was by Ksanti, K-S-A-N-T-I, Porte-Parlement, and that comes from an album called With Silent Eyes on ODG Records. And that features Suzanne Belaubre. Now, I'm sure I've had Suzanne Belaubre in tracks of mine I played before, but I think it might be from the La Souterraine, the underground record label from France. So I'm guessing that, as we had last week, we had a track that was on La Souterraine but featured artists from ODG. We've now got an artist from La Souterraine. Oh, which way around did I say it? I can't remember which way around, but they are clearly swapping artists. Anyway, that was rather nice. Santi. Before that, we heard Cecilia Sanchietti, a track called Pink, once again, from Musical Soup. So that's available on Bandcamp, I think, as well. Rather nice. Rather enjoyed that one to play that stuff over here because it was different. Now, as I say, I saw some other bands live. This band were supporting, That's right. They were supporting Black Lips. I'm just a bit confused because I've seen so many bands recently. But they were supporting Black Lips, and rather good they were too. I think you might call it rockabilly style. You might call it psychobilly style. Certainly the lead singer was running around and sometimes crawling around the floor singing. But yeah, rather interesting. This is a single of theirs. It's by the Electric Cowboy Club, and it's called Ran a Red Light. Well, I punched on 9 and the joint got crazy. Back on the line with such a crazy young lady, but I didn't stop. Now in his sight, I'll become a red light.
Of the lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
To wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you?
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away!
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system!
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Here now, home is what's left of you in your pickled mind.
So three tracks for you there. First of which was by Electric Cowboy Club, a track called Run a Red Light, which is a single of theirs. I think they've got a couple of other ones as well. Quite interesting band to see live. Very much to rockabilly, psychabilly format, as you might expect. So very good, very rather enjoyable. And then after that, we heard Mala, M-A-L-A, from an album called Selected Bassworks Volume 2. That was a track called Ramen, R-A-M-M-E-N, on the Monophonicos record label, which is always good. Definitely worth listening to that one. And then the third track I played was by the final band I saw live. It was two bands I saw live, actually. The support was called Cyst, C-Y-S-T, and they're based in Brighton, but I could find absolutely nothing about them. They had a rather nice display light show going on as well, but there was nothing about them online, so maybe they will appear at some point in the future. They're quite electronic and quite pleasant. A guy on the computers and keyboards and stuff, and a girl singing and also with some computers as well, so nice, very nice. They were called Cyst. And then this band, the track I've just played, Ditz, D-I-T-Z, that comes from the album The Great Regression, and the track was called The Warden. Very popular, played two nights at the Green Day store, Green Door store rather, and obviously very popular. Some people have gone on twice. My usual crowd of indie compadres were there. I sort of enjoyed them, but they're not as good as perhaps I would have liked. I would have liked something better, a bit more to it, but they were all right, so definitely worth checking them out. As I say, they are getting good and getting big, and they're from Brighton as well, so they'll be around. I could probably see them again, see if they've improved a little bit. It'd be nice to see if they have. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you've enjoyed some of the snippets from Monty Python. As I said, I don't support the monarchy. Neither do Monty Python, or at least they didn't, for the sake of a good joke anyway, during Monty Python and the Holy Grail all those years ago, which I do remember watching with my friends and being almost ill with sort of stomach pain because it was so funny, but I was only 15 at the time. Anyway, one last track, Genda, G-E-N-D-A, from Mahoka Records. This is from Intent 2023, Kineticos. Not quite sure what all that means, but it's obviously a series of albums and stuff they've been putting out. This track by Genda is Oblivion 5, and I hope you will enjoy it. I'll be back next week with something leading up to The Great Escape. And the week after that, I shall tell you how The Great Escape was, because by the time you get next week's show, I'll have done 3 days and I'll be knackered. See you soon, folks.
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me?
PC Podcast.